This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrne. The widow of slain Haitian leader Jovenel Moïse, who was critically wounded in the attack that killed him, issued her first public remarks Saturday since the assault, calling on her nation not to lose its way.
Moi vivant, grâce mon Dieu. Moi vivant, même mon petit mari, Jovenel.
In an audio message posted on her official Twitter account 3 days after her husband was shot dead in their home, Martine Moïse said, "I am alive, thanks to God. I am alive, but I have lost my husband, Jovenel." Martine Moïse was rushed to a Haitian hospital after the attack in the early hours of Wednesday. She was later evacuated to Miami, Florida for treatment. Haiti's interim government has asked the United States and the UN to deploy troops to protect key infrastructure as it tries to stabilize the country. Ethiopia's ruling Prosperity Party has been declared the winner of last month's national election in a landslide, assuring a second term for Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed. The National Election Board of Ethiopia says the party won 410 seats out of 436 contested in the federal parliament, which will see some seats remain vacant after one-fifth of constituencies didn't vote due to unrest or logistical reasons. The vote was a major test for Abiy, who came to power in 2018 and oversaw dramatic political reforms, but has been accused by critics of backtracking from some promises. No voting occurred in the conflict-hit Tigray region. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News.